Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. That means this is halftime. You can go ahead and consider this to be the third quarter. And we got a whole lot more to do as we continue on. First of all, before we move on to tonight's top six list, that trade that was supposed to send Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics, it's currently off. Something happened with the Los Angeles Clippers, and between the Wizards and the Celtics, they're trying to work something new out to send Kristaps to the Celtics. Mind you, Kristaps Porzingis, he can still opt out of his contract and be a free agent. So I wouldn't sweat Kristaps joining the Celtics somehow, some way. It looks like it is going to take place. What the Clippers end up doing, we have no idea. They are the Clippers, and what the Wizards do, who knows? They are still going to suffer because they are the Wizards. Just how it is. It's unfortunate. We talked about the NBA draft. It's going to take place on Thursday night. I gave you an update on Tyreek Hill. No criminal charges being brought against him in that investigation where he allegedly slapped a marina worker in the back of the neck. How do I say that? Seriously, I have no idea, but I did. Penny Hardaway suspended 3 games. Can't coach 3 games for Memphis, you know, violating recruiting rules. One of the rules he broke, he visited a potential player, a recruit, at his home with his family as opposed to at his school. And so, yeah, Penny Hardaway, rule breaker. And as we continue on with the show, in a few minutes, in a few seconds actually, it's going to be time for a new top six list. NBA draft is Thursday night, less than 24 hours away. Victor Wembanyama and friends being Scoot Henderson and Brandon Miller. And today they sat down with the media, and some of them even said crazy things. Like Brandon Miller, my friend Scoop Robinson, Scoop B, asked Brandon Miller from Alabama, hey, you know, I'm not going to ask you about Jordan and LeBron being a GOAT because it's a played out question. And, you know, what do you think about the convo between the two? And listen to Brandon Miller's response. It involves poor George.
I actually don't think LeBron is, you know, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. You know, I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
Okay. He didn't mean that, right? He didn't mean to say that. He meant something else. He meant to say Paul George is his favorite player. I'm going to stick to that because there's no way that he meant what he said. Anyway, every single Wednesday.
See the breaking news?
I'm sorry, Shep. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you. Did you see the breaking news?
No, go ahead. Tell us.
Sorry about that. I just knew you were about to throw to the top six, so I just wanted to make sure we get this out there. I know you do as well. Marcus Smart, no longer a Boston Celtic.
Okay, why are you burying the lead? Just tell the news.
So Boston is basically trading Marcus Smart to Memphis, and that's basically going to be for Kristaps Porzingis, apparently.
So what's the full deal here?
Full deal. We're waiting on the Porzingis domino, but what I am seeing from Shams literally just a second ago.
The Celtics are trading Marcus. The Celtics are trading Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies as part of deal. What that deal is, we have no idea. Let's see. The Celtics are finalizing a deal to acquire Kristaps Porzingis. Okay, we know this. Porzingis is opting into the $36 million contract and going to the Celtics. Washington is completing a three-way deal with Boston and Memphis. Okay, so Memphis is going to go ahead and join in on that deal. And so as of right now, it appears that Malcolm Brogdon is going to remain as a part of the Celtics, which is nuts. And so things continue on. Right before the break, we told you about the falling apart of this deal between the Boston Celtics and the Clippers and the Wizards. But now it looks like Memphis is involved. And so Marcus Smart is leaving the team, which sucks. And they're going to probably, as of right now, hold on to Malcolm Brogdon. Marcus Smart moving on. How about that? Well, thank you, Shep. As the world continues to turn on.
Jared, I don't know about that move, man. Like you can say all you want about the talent of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, obviously, first and foremost, but that's the heart and soul of the team. I don't think you give that piece up. We know what he does defensively. We know he can make big shots. He's the reason why they took the Series 7 in the first place. You like this move?
I think it's early. I think it's very, very, very early. I'd be interested to see what happens with additional pieces. To still have Malcolm Brogdon and bring in someone like Kristaps Porzingis, you know, as those two players get older, between you have Tatum and Brown, you know, I'm not sweating it, man. I'm not. Because, look, you can't keep the band together forever. The goal is to go out and win a championship, not just be good enough to compete. They probably peaked with everything that they had last season when they went to the NBA Finals. They crapped the bed this year. We saw that they didn't know what the hell they were doing offensively. They shot themselves in the foot. It was a disaster. And so to bring in additional talent, I'm not mad at it, man. Not at all. Like you're probably gonna get a little bit more diversity in the team. And what you can or can't do with Porzingis. But, of course, yes, the question is, can Porzingis stay healthy? And, look, if Porzingis is out, are they losing that hell of a lot more if, you know, you still have Brogdon out there? It's tough. We'll see. We'll talk more about this Porzingis deal. It was off, and now it looks to be back on with the Memphis Grizzlies. And the piece that moves, not Malcolm Brogdon, but Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk more about that deal. But I do want to do this right now, is give you the top six list, as I do every Wednesday night. And we know the NBA draft is less than 24 hours away. And here's the situation. I don't want to talk to you about draft busts. It's very easy. More than easy for me to sit here and tell you about terrible players who were expected to do something and they stunk. Like Greg Oden, whose knees got blown out. But I don't want to do that. I want to focus in on some surprises. Guys who, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but for where they were drafted, what their careers actually look like, pretty wild. It's time for a new top six list. Biggest NBA draft steals. Let's go.
6'5". 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. New top six list. Biggest steals that we have seen in the NBA draft. Let's get this started. What's number is it?
Number six.
Hey, this guy's number six because I think he's a terrible human being. Now, you can go look at his personal issues and some of the things that he said. Yeah, but he's a damn good basketball player. Or was a damn good basketball player. Prior to that guy, LeBron James, just jumping up all types of scoring lists, this guy sat at number two for years. This man, Hall of Fame, multiple time MVP. Something that he is not is an NBA champion, and he could thank Michael Jordan for that. At number six, I give you Karl Malone. He was taken in the 1985 draft, 13th pick overall out of Louisiana Tech. People didn't necessarily know the talent level that he played against down at Louisiana Tech. Patrick Ewing went number one. Wayman Tisdale went number two. Benoit Benjamin went number three. Speaking of those Clippers, you want to tell me that Karl Malone didn't have a better career than all of them? 19 years in the league, basically an Iron Man, built out of granite, carved out of steel. I think his head is the same way. But hey, when he was drafted, KSLL Sports, they had an interesting draft profile on the mailman.
Malone is 6'9" and weighs in at a beefy 250 pounds. A young man with the potential to be one of the top power forwards in the NBA. Malone is better known as the mailman because he delivers. The former Louisiana Tech forward is also an emotional young man, both on and off the court.
I'm a strong believer in everything happened for the better, you know, and I just want to say thanks to everybody at Louisiana Tech. Even though I'm not a Bulldog, my heart goes out to everybody back home. I want to say thank God for letting me be here today.
Yeah, Karl Malone. Great basketball player, great elbow jumper, many assists from John Stockton, checkered personal history. Number 13 overall in the 85 draft. He's a big draft steal. What's the next number?
Number 5.
How about this dude is going into the Hall of Fame? How about this dude is about to get paid again? How about he was selected number 35 in the 2012 NBA draft? And in a video that went viral a few years ago, he named all 32 players in order that were drafted ahead of him. He's a former Spartan. He's a Golden State Warrior. I think he'll still be one into the future. It's Draymond Green. Yeah, for a guy who was just supposed to be a power forward off the bench, a guy rebounding and playing defense, man, he jumped in front of David Lee and said, "Nope, I got this. We're going to win titles now." A four-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year, four-time champion, future Hall of Famer, the guy who does it all, Draymond Green. And how about this? Let's listen to a young Draymond when he was drafted to Golden State. Listen to what he said, and it's kind of crazy how everything came true.
Definitely, I got my opportunity. You know, it's not about where you go or what pick, it's about the fit, and I think Golden State will be a great fit for me. You know, the style of play they play. You know, bringing in new coach last year, you bringing in new guys. You know, I want to be a part of that bunch that changed that organization back around. And, you know, you have one of the best fan, if not the best fan base in the nation. I mean, in the NBA. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting out to the Bay Area and just earning my keep.
You want to tell me that what that man said did not come true? It's pretty awesome that what he said is coming true. If you would have told me that he'd be going into the Hall of Fame, I'd be like, well, damn. I remember interviewing Draymond when he was still at Michigan State. It's just like, oh, cool. Okay, it's just Draymond Green. And then, boom, look at what he turned into. No expectation. Selected at number 35 in 2012. I got him at number 5 on my list of NBA draft steals. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Oh, this was destined. Right? Can I call this a steal? I mean, he basically, I don't want to say bullied his way, but it wasn't an ideal scenario. It's Kobe Bryant. Okay, it's Kobe. He was taken at number 13 by the Hornets. We know he was traded to the Lakers, and he was basically diverted to Los Angeles from the get-go for multiple reasons. There were the threats of not staying in the NBA, potentially going to Italy. There were all the other talents that were in the draft. There was the fact that he was 17 years old. And you know what? Speaking of those talents, let me name a few. Some guy named Allen Iverson. Another guy who went to college, Stephon Marbury. Another dude named Ray Allen. I mean, the draft was chock full of stars. Steve Nash, MVPs all over the place. Jermaine O'Neal. 1996 was the year. But even though there was so much going on and Kobe knew he was going to be rerouted, before he passed, he sat down with my main man, Quentin Richardson, on the Knuckleheads podcast. And Kobe said, yeah, I knew that I was going to be traded. I knew I wasn't going to Charlotte. But let me tell you, the GM at the moment, Base, he put a battery in my back when he called me with the pick. Listen to this.
You know, you get drafted, you get on the phone with the GM of the team that drafted you and all that stuff. So I get on the phone with the Charlotte GM, and he just tells me, hey, you know what's going on? Like, yeah. And you got media in front of you and all that. And he goes, well, it's a good thing we're trading you because we couldn't have used you anyway.
What?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what happened on draft night. So I was already triggered.
In mode.
I was triggered. I was ready to go to the gym. Like, fuck the media. Like, I don't want to do any more interviews. I'm trying. Yeah. Why'd you be telling me that for? I'm 17. What are you telling? Okay. All right.
Kobe Bryant also shared that one of the reasons that he became so just maniacal and just always working out in the gym, he's like, hey, I'm younger than my teammates. I wasn't hanging out with them. I just went to the gym and worked. Kobe Bryant, yeah, taken in a stacked draft in 96. Come on, one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, he could have gone number one to the Sixers, couldn't he? What's the next number?
Number three.
Talking about NBA draft steals. Let's go back to 2013. Yeah, the year after Draymond was selected. Let's look at another forward. Except for let's not look in the United States of America. Let's go to Europe. Let's go to Greece. Let's go to a dude whose family came out of Nigeria to find a better life in Greece. And this dude was just a prospect. Tall, skinny, looks like he needs a sandwich. 8 sandwiches, 20 sandwiches, 90 sandwiches. And he's become one of the most dominant players that the NBA has ever seen. He came into the NBA looking like a deer. Pardon the pun. He looked like a baby deer. One that was just born. And now he's a Greek freak. He's one of the NBA's top 75 players of all time. With a championship and multiple MVPs and Defensive Player of the Year awards, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. I want you to listen to this man, this baby, back in 2013 when Giannis was selected by the Bucks, and God rest his soul, the man who interviewed him was Craig Sager. Listen to Craig Sager at the time and listen to a baby Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, with me, the youngest player in the draft, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Going to the Milwaukee Bucks. You haven't spent a lot of time in the United States. What's it mean to suddenly know that you're in the NBA?
No, it's a wonderful feeling. I can't describe how excited I feel, you know? It's a dream come true. From Europe to the NBA, from Division 2 of the Europe. Not even in the Division 1 in Europe. Division 2 to the NBA. It's wonderful.
What do you think was your breakthrough that scouts saw you and decided that you could play in this league?
I don't really know. I don't really know. I just play the game. I don't care about the scouts. I get to the NBA just like that.
Yeah, I just play the game. I come out of the second division in Greece and I'm just play the game and now I'm here. Yeah, Giannis hasn't changed too much. So matter of fact about everything. English has improved. He's dealing with the BS here much better. And you hear him. He was 18 years old in that clip. Now he's a grown-ass man. bullying and bossing people around and dunking over heads. Giannis, I got him number 3 on my list of biggest NBA draft steals. What's the next number?
Number 2.
Hey, let's go back to Europe. For a guy who's not from Europe and played on the San Antonio Spurs. Yeah, that would discount Tony Parker. He could easily be on this list, but hey, he's not. I got another Spur here. His name, Manu Ginobili. He was drafted in 1999. Manu Ginobili was selected with pick number 57. Coming out of Argentina, playing for Virtus Bologna out of Italy. He didn't show up to the Spurs until 2002, and he had to come off the bench. And then he sucked. And then he got going, and he did not slow down from 2002 to 2018 when the Spurs put him in their Hall of Fame. We're talking a 4-time champ, a 6th man of the year, a 2-time All-Star. I mean, we've seen so many European guards come over. Manu Ginobili was slick. Euro stepping to the basket, knocking down Jays, could handle the ball, wasn't afraid or scared of anybody. He wasn't your normal guard from Europe. I guess that's part of being from Argentina. He wasn't scared of nobody. Playing with Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, when they had his jersey retirement ceremony, Tim Duncan spoke. And he bigged up Manu. I want you to take a listen to this from 2018.
Year after year after year, I was impressed in every respect. You were so much fun to play with. You were the most fun to sit there, sit back on that bench and watch Pop walk over and sit down in his chair and complain to himself about what you were doing. But it was all genius. It was all genius. You saw things before anybody else did. You did things nobody else would. You were unbelievable.
Yeah, Manu Ginobili. You want to talk about unbelievable? He's in the Hall of Fame. He went into the Hall of Fame last year, the Basketball Hall of Fame. He was selected with the 57th pick back in 1999. You want to talk about a draft steal? What a career for Manu Ginobili. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you number 1. We're going to talk about this Kristaps Porzingis deal. There's a new version of it where Marcus Smart now goes to the Grizzlies. We got a lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
All the differences of opinions, all the difference of backgrounds, and yet I believe all of us and all your listeners, yourself included, we can do this and always be friends.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, giving you a top 6 list. Some of the biggest draft steals that the NBA has ever seen. We've also learned, and we'll get into this in a little bit, that the Kristaps Porzingis trade is going down with a different partner. The Clippers are out. The Memphis Grizzlies are in. And so Porzingis will still go to the Celtics. And Marcus Smart, he is going to go to the Grizzlies, where he will presumably replace Dylan Brooks. There's some other ancillary pieces that will be moving around. And so we'll talk about Kristaps to the Celtics. We'll talk about Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we get into that news, I do want to give you numero uno here on tonight's top six list. And yeah, we can go through years upon years and years and years of NBA drafts, and you can identify draft steals. Let me give you these names, and then let me share with you number one. At number six, I gave you Karl Malone, taken at number 13 in the 1985 NBA draft out of Louisiana Tech. At number five, I gave you Draymond Green. He was selected number 35 overall in the second round back in 2012. Draymond Green going into the Hall of Fame with his four championships, his Defensive Player of the Year, and just his all-around game coming out of Michigan State. And number four, Kobe Bryant, went number 13th overall in 1996. We know Allen Iverson went number one. You had Steve Nash in that draft and Stephon Marbury. And we can go on and on and on. Kobe picked up by the Charlotte Hornets, moved days later to the Los Angeles Lakers, where he was destined to go. And number three, I gave you the Greek Freak. Giannis Antetokounmpo came into the league looking like a baby deer, and now he just looks like the King Buck. Two-time MVP winner, Defensive Player of the Year, NBA Finals, just everything here with Giannis. Absolutely amazing. Number 15th overall out of the second division of the Greek League back in 2013. And number two, Manu Ginobili. Manu was taken with the 57th pick in 1999. In 2018, he went into the Spurs Hall of Fame. Last year, Manu Ginobili went into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And not too shabby. When you're coming out of Argentina, you're playing professionally in Europe in the Italian League, you're a four-time NBA champ, you're a sixth man of the year, you're just an amazing career out of nowhere. A European guard, a South American guard, making it big time in the NBA. Manu Ginobili at number two. And that leaves us here with only one more to go. What's the number?
Number one.
Yeah, just one more. It ain't too complicated. It's Nikola Jokic. Yeah. The lowest drafted guy to ever become league MVP, the lowest drafted guy to ever become a finals MVP, the only MVP of anything to be selected during a Taco Bell commercial. Coming out of the Adriatic League. Yeah, tell me the last time you watched them play. 41st overall back in 2014. People didn't want to draft him because he was too chubby. They didn't think he was motivated. They didn't think he cared. Well, he told everybody he didn't care. This is just his job. And now he's just out here whooping everybody's ass. 30, 20, 10, and you know what he wants to do? Play with horses. You want to know what he did when he was drafted? He was asleep. You might have heard this conversation. If you didn't, let's go back in time. This is Nikola Jokic talking to Rachel Nichols years ago on ESPN about whether or not, you know, he was drafted in the right spot, number 41. Listen to this.
When you first got to the league, did you think you were drafted too low?
I didn't even know. I mean, I was sleeping. My brother called me, and he was partying, opening champagne, I don't know, something. And he was in New York at that time. And I was like, come on, brother, I'm sleeping. So in that moment, I didn't even think it's a big thing, you know, because I never imagined myself coming.
Yeah, it was no big deal. I didn't think I was coming to the NBA. I was just sleep, man. Sleeping, thinking about horses, thinking about Pepsi, thinking about beer, thinking about water polo. And, yeah, when his time is done, he's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And, yes, he's going to be considered one of the most skilled and best big men that has ever played in the NBA. That is without a shadow of a doubt. You want to talk about a draft steal? I got Nikola Jokic at number one on the list. Karl Malone, Draymond Green, Kobe Bryant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Manu Ginobili, and Nikola Jokic. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So many names I could have put here, but I didn't. hit me up with your names. And then we're going to get into this new trade, this adjusted trade that sends Kristaps Porzingis to Boston and Marcus Smart to Memphis. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first-time caller, love your show. You have a very, very good common sense and analytical way to how you put your stuff out there. Appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, we're going to get more in-depth on this Porzingis to the Celtics, Marcus Smart to the Memphis Grizzlies, and Tyus Jones to the Wizards. Hey, Danilo Gallinari going out there as well to the Wizards. So Washington Wizards have talent on the team. Let me know if you want to show up to see him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, I gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the biggest NBA drafts steals that the league has ever seen. At number one on the list, I gave you Nikola Jokic, selected at number 41 overall back in 2014. Lowest drafted player ever to win league MVP. Lowest drafted player ever to win finals MVP. If you missed the full list, if you missed the explanations, it's simple. You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about these big trades. It's impossible to just throw every draft steal onto this list because there's been so many. I wanted to give you the players that were just taken out of the blue. He just went, damn, how? How'd he fall this far? How'd he end up here? 855-212-4CBS. Let me just give you the quick recap. 6, Karl Malone. 5, Draymond Green. 4, Kobe Bryant. 3, Giannis Antetokounmpo. 2, Manu Ginobili, taken at number 57 in 1999. And I just told you, Jokic is number 1. Jordan is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Jordan.
What's up, man? So do you want me to get into my thoughts on the Wizards trade or who I think is one of the most underrated draft picks of all time?
You're on the radio. You can choose one and roll with it.
All right, man. So I think that probably the second greatest value for pick in NBA history would have to be Kyle Korver. 51st overall, probably the second greatest catch and shoot shooter of all time behind Klay Thompson, might be a controversial take. 11 points in under a minute, all-star. I mean, what can you really say? He's just one of the most undervalued players in the NBA. Had such a long career, did what he did for so long. He was a mentor for so many shooters. And I just don't think at 51st overall people talk enough about how great of a pick he really was.
Great call, Jordan. Appreciate you for calling from Illinois. And also Kyle Korver, I see him quite a bit here in Atlanta, assistant GM working with Landry Fields. Brand new job. Kyle Korver, always a gentleman, always a great dude to talk to. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Toronto, Canada and talk to Glenn. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man, how you doing? Just a cold glass, not Adam Cole. I'm gonna go with something that people are gonna laugh at. I think the biggest draft steal ever was a high draft pick, and I think the greatest draft steal ever was Michael Jordan. If for this reason, think of it this way: if he goes number 2 or even number 1, how does the NBA world change? How are we even looking at MJ's career, the history of the Portland Trailblazers, the history of the Chicago Bulls? You mean and. How is it, you know, how does the basketball world change? If he goes where he should have gone, which was first, how does the world change then? You know? And that draft was so low, like Stockton at number 14 and Malone at, I mean, Carl at, Charles Barkley at number 5, I think it was. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't argue with that. I've heard of Michael Jordan a few times. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, he turned out to be a pretty decent player, didn't he?
Yeah, just a little bit. Hey, Glenn, yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you have a great night, man.
You as well. We go from Glenn in Toronto. Let's talk to Paul from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. Thank you, Shep. I'm going to have to go with the Greek fan. Anybody that comes from poverty like he did, and he made it, and after he got here, he proved to he can make it. And then, of course, the lumberjack from Denver also did it, too. But I'm disgusted today because I lost my favorite Celtics player, Marcus Smart. And, you know, this is the business they choose. Sometimes it's not what you want. It's what the other team wants. And unfortunately, we did get another lumberjack in the Celtics. But that's life. You know, JR, I'll let you be and you tell me. That's okay. The business they're in.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. An excellent call. An excellent guy right to the point. Thank you so much, Paul, from Rhode Island. We're going to talk about that Marcus Smart move to the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to get into that at the top of the hour. Stay tuned on that. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lou?
What's going on, JR? You got an awesome show, awesome producer and everything. I wanted to say the biggest steal I think ever in NBA history was Dan Majerle back in the day. What do you think of that?
Thunder Dan Majerle? Why was Thunder Dan one of the biggest draft steals that you've ever seen in your life?
He got drafted, I think, 56 or 57, and they were making fun of the they were making fun of the draft. Fitzsimmons was telling the people that they're going to regret what they were saying about him, and yeah, they did.
No, he was selected at number 14 in 88.
Are you sure?
No, I made it up.
I thought he was in the second round.
Are you mixing up white people?
No.
You sure about that?
I'm sure about that.
Okay. Well, sorry, Lou. That's just inaccurate.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Thanks for having me, bud.
But JR,
no problem, Lou. Thank you for calling from Illinois. I'm sorry, Shep.
In fairness, now he should not make a top six list of any underrated draft picks, but he was a steal at 14. There's no accuracy to that, JR. Three-time All-Star, a best player for a team that should have won an NBA championship if they're not going against the greatest athlete in the history of, you know, mankind. He was a steal at 14. That's all. I'm just trying to have his back there.
He said Dan Majerle was selected at number 51.
You got to come with better information. In this case, you got to be accurate. I get that. But he was a steal. So he's on the right track.
Oh, okay,
he's just not near your top six list.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't piggyback off anything that guy said, but
fair enough.
All right. Good deal. 855. Oh my God. Hey, this you're on probation, man. 855-212-4CBS is Alan from Toronto who said Vince Carter was a bust. Go ahead, Alan. Do better tonight.
Lou Williams, 2005, number 45 overall by Philly, directly out of high school. And he's probably the greatest sixth man of all time. He's a three-time, sixth man of the year. And as of March 19th, he's the NBA leader in points off the bench. And he passed Del Curry in 2022. Just last year, he passed in career games played. He wound up his career in Atlanta in the last 2 years. He was kind of at the end of the line. But I still remember him as a Raptor in 2014-15 season. And he was very respected then, too. You know, he came off the bench, and he's probably the greatest sixth man of all time.
Yeah, and he just quit on Sunday. Good for him. Nice little video that was released on Father's Day. Had his daughter narrate the video. And he's from right here in my neck of the woods out in Gwinnett County. So shout-outs to Lou Williams. You're absolutely correct, Alan. Thank you so much.
Always great being on the line with you. Thank you very much, JR.
Thank you. Alan doing better than last night where he called Vince Carter a bust. Ryan is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Ryan. What's up?
Man, I'm going to say Dirk Nowitzki is the biggest draft steal of all time.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, so what? He was ninth by Milwaukee. Milwaukee traded him to Dallas for Robert Traylor, who did not have a good career. Dirk ended up being, what, a top five all-time leading scorer, MVP, title winner. I mean,
yeah, he came out of, you didn't know what the hell was going to happen. He came out of Germany, especially for when he was drafted.
No, I agree with you, but I'll still say it was a steal.
No, I agree with you. I'm adding on to the point, Ryan. What are you doing?
I hear you.
Can I talk too? It's my show. Go ahead, Ryan. It's your show now, the Ryan Sport.
No, it's yours, JR. It's yours, man. I'm just glad to get through.
Oh, well, thank you, man. You take it easy, okay?
You too, man.
No problem. I'm like, damn, Ryan, I'm trying to back you up here. I'm trying to big up what you said. He was so excited. Good for him. Anyway. No, it's amazing how many international players have just come into the league. And, you know, we can look at Dirk as one of the dudes having the ultimate success. And now we see just dudes from overseas dominating in every aspect. Look at the draft. Look at the MVPs. Look at the championships. It's who's the next great American player? Who is it? Who's winning the MVP from the United States? Is Tatum going to win the MVP? Is he going to get it together long enough to do so? Jokic and Giannis and Embiid. Why do the American players, I don't want to say they suck, but why are players from Europe coming over to the United States of America? Are they more determined? Are they more skilled? I think I got some answers for that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about this new Kristaps Porzingis trade. The one that still sends him to Boston. And the one that sends Marcus Smart to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Celtics, they're going to have a different team next year. No Marcus Smart. Now Kristaps Porzingis. And what does this mean for the Memphis Grizzlies? You got Ja Morant serving a 25-game suspension. Oh, now you got Tyus as well. Tyus is going out to Washington, where no one will ever see him play. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about this big trade on the other side of the break. Don't move.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.